Right, ladies, I'm in with Sarah. We're about to go down.
Morning.
3, 2, 1. Let's go. So we're in for 5 minutes. So this is how the hard things become easy, right, Sar?
Absolutely.
Like, people think, oh, you know, tracking the calories are hard, or going out for that walk is hard.
Push yourself out your comfort zone.
Yeah, if you don't come out your comfort zone, what happens?
You don't change.
Yeah, and people want change, right? So what holds them back? We could make this a mini podcast, like.
We could. We actually could.
What makes people struggle to get out of their comfort zone, in your opinion? This would be good for your ladies too.
Just the fear, I think, more than anything.
So
fear of the unknown, maybe, fear of failure. So they think if they just stay in their comfort zone, then they know what will happen, won't they? If they get up and do the same thing every day.
It's comfortable,
then,
right?
Then it's comfortable.
But are you really comfortable?
They're not comfortable because they want to change.
So it's like we said about yesterday, when people, when you get up in the morning, right, and you can't find any clothes to wear and shit.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, what should I wear? And nothing fits.
And you're getting upset and you're crying because you don't like how you look. And, you know, you're not intimate with your partner because...
Ooh.
I know, it's there though, isn't it?
You can't have sex with the lights on.
Yeah.
That's some bullshit right there.
You know, and it's crazy that all these things are happening to us and we still worry about making a change and doing something about ourselves.
Yeah, scary, isn't it?
It is scary, but beautiful things happen when you make the change.
And it doesn't have to be big change as well,
no,
right?
No, absolutely not.
Like, I think people feel like they have to do what Instagram people tell them.
Massive, yeah, massive, yeah. I've got to wake up tomorrow, I've got to do 10,000 steps, I've got to start calorie counting, I've got to start working out 5 times a week, all in one day, to make all the changes, and it's not, it's baby steps and building foundations.
Hell yeah. It's funny, like with my clients, it's funny how easy, they're like, Greg, it's so easy to do, you've made it so easy.
Yeah, everyone says that, I can't believe how easy it is. I can't believe actually that you've just stripped away the crap and the bull that's out there and actually just made it easy, because that's all it is. You don't need to do anything overly difficult.
So I'm going to call out the elephant in the ice bath, right?
Rude. Joking.
I'm heavier than you, trust me. No, but here's a big one for people watching this back or listening to this back. The money block to invest in yourself as a woman is crazy. Like,
they don't put themselves first.
Yeah, and you'll try and do all these cheap solutions that never work, right? It's a bit
I'll do swimming wheel because it's £3 a week. Oh, how's that working for you?
But the time investment and actually just saying, right, Greg, Sarah, you know, any of the other awesome coaches here, I'm going to invest a decent chunk of money to actually commit to get the result.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's so scary, right?
We do so much to further our knowledge. Like, we're here, you know, we're all bouncing off each other. We do all the courses. It's not that we're just this living world leader that's done a weekend course and then just, weighs you. And then you say, oh, I don't actually know why I've lost weight. And they'll go, oh, well, neither do we. Try again next week.
Oh, just count your sins, right? Make sure you have your sins. Isn't that right, boss? Oh, where is he?
Well, here you go. Like a mini podcast.
Is that you praying to the Slimming World gods that you might lose weight this time on Slimming World?
Get your sins in. If you don't get your sins in, someone will put a sin inside you.
That's probably what happened. Anyway. So hello, Jill. So we're going to continue our mini podcast, me and Sarah, but we're also going to join two awesome coaches, Jason and Katie. So we're going to get in the hot tub. I'm going to try and do it without dropping my phone. So as we were saying, people, like, if you're trying all the cheap stuff to lose weight or to change your life and you keep doing it, then is it really cheap? I'm going to ask the audience. Jason,
Sorry, your course. Question?
If you're doing all the cheap stuff and it's not really working, is it really working?
Of course it's not working.
Why not?
Some proper advice, some proper guidance, and you discipline. Mm.
Katie, the spiritual warrior. Thoughts?
Well, it's not good.
Primark clothes, they always bubble, don't they, after like the one wash, like.
And there is something
from
Primark. You know, you've got some nice stuff
from Primark,
right? No, I'm
not saying that's out
there. You can sometimes get it. However, you know what I'm saying is, you know, you will see people that get results from cheaper things, but how long are they going to stick with them results? Do you know what I mean? Like, you do see people that are like, oh yeah, that looks really nice on them when they go to Primark or call my answer. But actually, is it long lasting? Have they got a good relationship with me? Because that's a massive one when you're coming back from these places. I just end up with some sort of eating disorder almost when they go to other places, and you know, you don't understand. Actually, Slimming World was pulled out from the World Dietetics Organization. Mm. It being the worst diet for people to have an eating disorder afterwards.
Oh, wow.
So they actually called Slimming World out. Normally, you skirt around and say it's certain mainstream diets. But they actually called Slimming World out because people have got a misconception of portion size.
Oh, wow.
Because they think that they can eat whatever they want. And they can't. And they've actually called them out and say it's the worst mainstream diet.
So is the question though that people it's great. I love it. Is the question that people need to work on a relationship with themselves rather than a relationship with food?
Yeah, definitely.
Thoughts on the audience?
110?
I can't hear you. That's what I like to hear. Go on, Jay.
100%.
Alright people, end of podcast. So this will be hopefully up in the next couple of days. I'm going to go enjoy the hot bar. Have an awesome day. Bye.